This is the time of year, usually, when environmental restoration projects across California are gearing up for the summer at dozens of community nonprofits, such as the Sonoma Environmental Center, where Caitlin Cornwall is the development director.
Whether it's a creek cleanup, a streamside planting project, an invasive weed whacking workday, or growing plants in our nursery for ecological restoration projects, we could not do what we do without volunteers. And the fact that volunteerism has gotten caught in this very strange bureaucratic conflict is really unfortunate.
That conflict reaches back to a 2002 California law that, intentionally or not, put the squeeze on volunteer labor for public works projects that received any funding from the state. It required that all work on them be paid for at the local prevailing wage for that sort of labor.
The way that this conflict has arisen is by classifying natural resource projects as public works projects, which in a way they are, because they are contributing to the infrastructure of our communities. But the difference between someone working on a project like that because it's their job and working on it because their heart's in it, those two should not be conflated. And it's sort of an insult to volunteers to say, if this isn't your job, then you have no part of it. That's not a good message to send.
That provision in the law was apparently included as a support for union workers. But Mike Wellborn, president of the California Watershed Network, says it's actually gotten a mixed reaction from organized labor.
A lot of the folks that get hired to come in tend to be great friends in the community and are big supporters of the project. So there's a real positive relationship. In fact, some of their labor representatives were taken aback when this whole issue came out. But there are some other labor representatives that are very concerned about job loss.
By 2004, conservation groups across the state had pushed through a 3-year exemption for their projects and another 3-year extension when that one ended. Now, Wellborn is part of the lobbying effort seeking a third and longer legislative intervention in a pair of matching bills that are moving through the state Senate and Assembly.
We had initially started out looking for a straight exemption from the labor code, but the reality of going through the Sacramento legislative process is there's a lot of give and take. So we're looking at a proposed 5-year sunset clause in the current bills. Our game is keeping this tradition of volunteerism in California alive, while at the same time supporting those that are paid be paid a decent living wage that makes sense and does the job that the project managers on these restoration and maintenance projects need to accomplish.
But there's more involved than just getting those jobs done, adds Cornwall.
Part of our mission, part of every environmental nonprofit's mission, is connecting people to where they live. And getting your hands dirty is probably the best way to do that. We partly exist to get people personally involved in their own landscape. We have to assume that this crazy conflict is going to get resolved, because we just wouldn't be able to accomplish what our community needs without volunteers.
Even a new 5-year exemption won't resolve the issue. And that, says Cornwall, is what's really needed.
We have to assume that this crazy conflict is going to get resolved, because we just wouldn't be able to accomplish what our community needs without volunteers.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.